This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced that sixth generation of Indian origin citizens in Trinidad and Tobago will now be eligible for overseas citizen of India cards, allowing them to live and work in India without restrictions. Addressing an event in Trinidad and Tobago this morning, Mr. Modi encouraged the Indian community to visit their ancestral land and deepen their connection with India. During his speech, Mr. Modi congratulated Trinidad and Tobago for becoming the first nation in the Caribbean area to adopt UPI. He said adopting UPI is not just beneficial to Trinidad and Tobago, but for India as well. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Kamala Prasad Bisesar, has announced that Prime Minister Modi will be conferred with the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, the Caribbean nation's highest civilian honor. During his two-day visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangulu, and the Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and will address a joint session of the Parliament later in the evening. On the next leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. This will be the first bilateral visit to Argentina by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. The discussion will review ongoing cooperation and explore ways to enhance the strategic partnership between the two nations. President Draupadi Murmu unveiled and flagged off the trophies of Durant Cup Tournament 2025 in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, the president said that sports promote discipline, determination and team spirit. She highlighted that sports has the unique power to connect people, regions and countries. The president emphasized that in India, sports has been a powerful tool for national integration. The 2025 edition of the Durant Cup, Asia's oldest football tournament, will take place from July 23 to August 23 across six venues in five Indian states, including West Bengal, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya and Jharkhand. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today unveiled the equestrian statue of the legendary Maratha warrior Peshwa Bajirao I at the National Defence Academy campus in Pune. Speaking on the occasion, Shah highlighted Bajirao's exemplary leadership and service to the nation, stating that NDA being the training ground for the future leaders of the Army, Navy and Air Force is the most fitting place for Bajirao's statue. The annual 38th day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that formally commenced yesterday is going on smoothly from twin routes of Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district and Baltal in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. The Yatri movement started early morning from both routes under strict security cover. The spell of monsoon rain continues intermittently in Himachal Pradesh. The Meteorological Department has issued a warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning in most parts of the state from July 5 to 8. In view of this, an orange alert has been issued for the next 4 days. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, 69 people have died and 37 are still missing during this monsoon season so far. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu has directed all officials to expedite relief and rescue operations across the state. The Meteorological Department has advised people to remain alert, avoid unnecessary travel. Meanwhile, Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke with the chief ministers of Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh in the wake of heavy rainfall. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that adequate number of NDRF teams have been deployed in the states for the people in need and more reinforcements can be sent as per required. He also assured the chief ministers of all possible assistance from the central government. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall activity to continue over northwest and central India during next 7 days. The Met Department has said that an orange alert for heavy rainfall has been issued for 13 states, which include Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Odisha, Goa and Karnataka. In Wimbledon tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji entered into the second round of the men's doubles event in London yesterday. Balaji and his Mexican partner Miguel Reyes-Varela defeated American duo of Lerner Tien and Alexander Kovacevic 6-4, 6-4 in an opening round match. In the next round, Balaji and Reyes-Varela will meet fourth seeds Marcel Granollers of Spain and Horacio Zevallos of Argentina. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.